just to end with one light knech, and that is, so the topic of today's daf was Yovel, and we spoke about the different mitzvahs of Yovel, and one of the mitzvahs of Yovel that was mentioned was they used to blow shofar. They blow shofar on Yom Kippur b'shnas ha-Yovel. Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos, daf kuf yud dalet amid beis, the end of Perek, the elu ksharim. So Tosfos says that I saw in the Yom Kippur machzorim, Tosfos is quoting Yom Kippur machzorim, that the reason we blow shofar at the end of davening on Yom Kippur is because b'shnas ha-Yovel, Bezdin used to blow shofar, taviru shofar b'chol artzachem. And as a zeicher to the tkiya shofar that happened on Yom Kippur, b'shnas ha-Yovel, we blow shofar at the end of Yom Kippur davening. So the tkiya gedoyla that the Baal Tekeya blows at the end of Yom Kippur, which a chill goes down your spine when you hear flying at the end of Tfilas Ne'ila. What's the shayrish? Says Tosfos, I saw in the Machzorim, and really it goes back to Rav Haigayim, that it's based on the fact that once upon a time there was a mitzvah called Yovel. And Yovel happened every 50 years, but it began when? On Yom Kippur. Not like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishev, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike, that said Be'echa B'Tishrei. The Iker really started on Yom Kippur. But regardless, the Tkiyah Shofar happened on Yom Kippur, and being that there was a Tkiyah Shofar on Yom Kippur, so therefore, the minig Yisrael was that you blow a shofar as a zeichel yovel. Says Tosfos, I have a big problem believing that this is the reason. He says, why? So not for the hergeshim digger reasons, but he says, Bashu b'shat. He says, because yovel happened once every 50 years. So maybe once every 50 years you should blow shofar at the end of Tfilas Ne'ilah. He said, because once upon a time, every 50 years, taviru shofar b'chal ha'aretzachem on Yom Kippur. Says, for that reason, at the end of Tfilas Ne'ilah, when everybody is flying, we take out a shofar and we belt out a tkiya gedoyla. Says, I'm a stabber that that's the pshat. So Tosfos says, the pshat must be a different reason. Also a more technical reason. It must be lohidiya shehu laylo. People should know it's night. It's like this. Maybe someone that's not inside shul, somebody that wants to start eating, somebody that wants to give the kindalach to start eating. They fasted. Blow shofar. They used to blow shofar before Shabbos. The sheish tkiyas on Erev Shabbos. So it's more of a tkiya to know you can start preparing food. You can eat if you really have to. It's more to signify that it's not Yom Kippur. But kiyadua and the olam ha-machshava, there's a lot of different reasons that are given for the tkiya gedoyla, why it is that you blow shofar at the end of Yom Kippur. So just one hergish, and that is yadua, that Rabbi Yisrael Salanta used to say, that agantse yod avzayin elo. Aba elo is fart elo. Agantse yod avzayin elo. Aba elo... El's fart elo. So somebody wants to ask Rabbi Saul Salanta. He said, Rabbi Saul, you say against your davzan. He said, when does El start? When does it start? So Rabbi Saul looked him in the eye and said, it starts Matzah Yom Kippur. That's when El starts. How do we start Chodesh El? We start Chodesh El with a Tkiyah Shofar. So maybe the reason we blow Shofar on Matzah Yom Kippur is because we just finished Elul, and you finished Rosh Hashanah, and Aseret Yimei Tshuva, and it's Yom Kippur, yet fangt on Elul Nachama. That's how El starts. El starts with a Tkiyah Shofar.